the Earth Liberation Front has gained national attention since 1997 through a number of violent actions in the West, including the burning of a $12 million resort complex under construction in Vail, Colorado. But in the past several months, the group has begun attacking sites in the Midwest. The ELF claimed responsibility for burning an animal research facility at Michigan State University last New Year's Eve. The arson cost $400,000 in damage. Since January, the group has begun hitting sites around Bloomington, Indiana, home of Indiana University. The first major target was a large house under construction. This WTIU-TV report included comments from the owner as he stood in front of his burned home and the vandalized construction sign in the yard.
On it is scrawled "No Sprawl" and ELF, the Earth Liberation Front, an Oregon-based group that is known for burnings and other acts against those it considers harmful to the environment.
I think that they need to come forward and solve these things the right way, which is in the court of law, not by violence.
The people responsible for the fire have not been caught. They anonymously relay press releases about their actions through a spokesperson named Craig Rosebraugh. Rosebraugh is based in Portland, Oregon, but he recently visited Indiana. Rosebraugh told public TV and radio reporters the motivation for the ELF's actions is clear. He said the environmental movement can no longer rely on legal tactics alone to save the Earth.
Obviously, these are not working. Something else has to be done, and I would argue, as folks involved in the ELF would argue, that direct action in the form of economic sabotage, targeting entities, destroying our environment, working hand-in-hand with above-ground legal tactics is the way to go now.
Besides the house arson, the ELF has also claimed responsibility for $500,000 worth of damage to heavy equipment used to work on a controversial highway extension near Bloomington. And about a month ago, the ELF faxed a statement to media outlets saying trees marked for cutting at the Yellowwood, Indiana State Forest near Bloomington had been sabotaged. Large metal spikes were driven into the trees to make logging dangerous. John Winnie is the assistant property manager at the forest.
Some conservation officers and the property manager went out and checked it with the metal detector and found a total of 60 trees that were spiked.
Since then, timber companies and construction firms have added security. If the purpose of the ELF actions is to halt construction, it's apparently not working. Construction sites are active. The contractor is rebuilding the house that was burned earlier this year. He's mounted security cameras on the trees at the job site to try to prevent any future sabotage. And he's wary of people visiting. He would not grant an on-tape interview, only saying that he'd lost weeks of work and now has added security costs. The president of the local building association, John Dovenmeal, says while home builders and construction company owners continue building despite the threat of violence, they're worried.
There's concern that there's going to be retaliation, again, back to them, that their buildings might be burned or houses might be burned or maybe their families might be in danger.
Dovenmeal says contractors in the area are also confused. They don't understand why they've been targeted.
We're always in compliance with our building codes. Our contractors go to great lengths trying to learn about green space, trees, landscaping. We're definitely very concerned about the environment. We just really go the extra mile.
Mainstream environmentalists acknowledge the Bloomington, Indiana area contractors are doing a better job than in some other places. But the environmentalists say sprawl is still a problem around Bloomington, and environmental damage still occurs because of development. Allison Cochran is the director of the Bloomington-based environmental group Heartwood. Cochran says she does not condone the violent actions. But she says because many environmentalists feel government planners and contractors show little regard for the environment, she understands how some people could be pushed past the point of reasonable protest.
People are deeply disillusioned with our government, with leaders. They see a lot of posturing and catering to industry and corporate control. And so I can't help but think that these kinds of activities rise out of that sense of powerlessness.
For their part, county officials say they're using progressive planning strategies, that they're incorporating green space in their plans and protecting the environment. The fallout from the Earth Liberation Front's violent actions is ironic. The sabotaged trees it hoped to save will be cut down and destroyed so future timber cutters are not hurt by the spikes. More lumber and natural resources were used to rebuild the burned house. And perhaps the most damage has been done to the environmental movement in the Bloomington area. Environmentalists are split over the ELF's actions. Some people who've worked together on environmental issues for decades are now not speaking because of differences over whether violence is an option to stop environmental destruction. Meanwhile, the FBI is investigating the Earth Liberation Front's actions as domestic terrorism. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.